Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 44 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 42 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 41 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 37 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Clear. 36 degrees.
KC8 VFU.
Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 38 degrees.
WD8KLL. WATD.
Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny. 39 degrees.
KEALAX listening.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 40 degrees.
WATD. NAWRO. What's up? Well, not much, Mr. Wally. I'm on the Kinect systems. How is this one sounding? I normally don't use this for analog. Light on the audio compared to what you usually sound. Usually it sounds a little clearer, but just not to check the field, so that could be part of the problem too. All right, how about now? Is this better? Yeah, that helps some. All right, switched over to the Yaesu, the standard base, I guess, for now. Yeah, just a little bit. Not enough, you know, playing about, but you could tell the difference. So, very good. What are you up on this breezy day? It is definitely chilly out there, and it is definitely breezy. Well, I think I'm going to have to do one more go-around at the leaves with the mulching tractor, but... Gotta wait for them to come down. There's just one tree left in the neighbors that it just doesn't come down for another week totally. So that'll be it. But then I gotta do the switch around with the snow blower and probably drain the gas out of the generator. I don't wanna let that sit in the generator over winter. So stuff like that. Yeah, well, it's more important that you get going. It's more important you get the carburetor in the gas tank. You got to need the fuel in there and just put a little bit of stable on top. That basically puts a light coat of oil on it. But
the carburetor is more important to get that completely drained out, because that's where all the gumming up is. You see everybody out there trying to start their generators and power outages, and they're pulling their brains out because the jets got gummed up.
Yeah, I learned that lesson a while back with the snowblowers. When you decommission them for the season at the other end of the season, I actually run them, prop them up at an angle, and run them dry after putting stable in them, so the stable's running through it, but then the carburetor gets completely, totally empty. And ever since then, I haven't had a problem. But yeah, if you leave that gas just sitting in the carb like that, it just gums everything up, and we really don't use the snowblowers anywhere near as much as you use a lawnmower during the summertime, so it's just not used that much.
And I'll tell you another trick that's worth its weight in gold is the rec fuel, and especially in the snowblower. A lot of our fuels nowadays have got ethanol in it, and a lot of ethanol that attracts water. So spend the extra $1.50 a gallon, especially for as much as you use it, and just buy rec gas. And that stuff's worth it, especially for anything that's in a water environment or snow environment. Old school gasoline without the ethanol in it, good to go.
Yeah, I think I was hearing Tom talk about that on QSO a while back, or not that long ago. I might have to give that a try. It depends on, I'm wondering what our season's going to be. I guess we never know until it happens, but yeah, that first snow totally caught me off guard, like everybody, right? I didn't have anything switched over, so that'll be today. I already got the AC shut down and something put on top of that. I got the breakers pulled and twisted so that it can't go on accidentally. I don't know how that would happen, but just all the normal winterizing stuff. Getting that done today. Should finish it up. Got the hose put away and hose bib insulated with a little cover on it, stuff like that.
Yeah, just find yourself a place that sells free gasoline and get whatever you usually use, 2 gallons, 5 gallons, whatever. And if you don't use it, you can go ahead and just dump it in your lawnmower. Your lawnmower will be happy that you did it, and that'll make it a lot nicer than the other, you know, that'll work out well. So, oh, I know what else I was going to say. Yeah, that first snow, yeah, I use my leaf blower. The first couple snows, you know, before the stuff gets real heavy, a leaf blower does a nice job. I mean, it cleans it off really, really quick and everything else like that. I get a still, not a backpack one, just a regular still, you know, a couple $100 one. And it does a pretty good job. You just got to pay attention which way the wind is blowing when you use it, or you get it face full.
Yeah, for those light snows, that is a good idea, because here in town where I'm at, you do have the public sidewalk out front, and yes, we're supposed to clean that off. It's part of the ordinances, and I've always done it for 39 years now. But we also have mail at the front door in the porch, so the approach sidewalk coming right up to my front porch, I feel like I really need to get that clean. I don't want any of the mail carriers to slip and fall around that, so I do that at minimal, and then I try to get the driveway, because I don't want to go back and forth on it before you're doing it. You're turning it into ice after a period of time.
Yeah, I agree with all that, so very good. All right, all was good. So we're got all sorts of little tasks we're gonna try to do today. I used the lawnmower to suck up the leaves, and I got maybe half of it done the other day. Then we had to go, and I was hoping to get the other half done today, but I still might have enough ambition to do that. I haven't thrown in the towel yet, but maybe I'll throw in enough of clothes and some, what they call those Red Wing type boots, and go out there and finish it. And at least it always makes it easier in the spring if you get rid of the stuff now. You know that. WAVD, just in case.
learned that lesson the hard way quite a few years ago, raking up piles of leaves, thinking I'm going to get to them and pick them up, but doing it too late in the season and the snow flies, and then you don't do it until spring. The grass is all dead below those piles by then. So, all right, sounds good, Wally. Let you go. Have a good day. NAWRO, after you, sir.
Last comment. What a football game. I wish I threw in the towel at the start of the fourth. I thought it was over. And then I missed it. All the excitement. What a game. So I'm glad Michigan had to work to win a game. That makes me happy. And, you know, ultimately, of course, everybody's glad Michigan won. But it's nice to see that, you know, at least they had their hands full. And a lot of people enjoyed it. Even people that weren't football fans enjoyed it. So, take care, sir. Have a good day. WACD.
Yeah, I forgot to comment on that. I wanted to mention, I'm glad they won, but they played terrible. So, but end of the game, they got that kick. It was amazing. But, all right, sounds good, Willie. We'll talk later. NAWRO, clear.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees.
KFABLT for radio check.
KFABLT, this is KFABBZ. I read you 5x9 off the Mount Clemens repeater.
Great copy and great to hear. Just finishing up a install on a mobile for my Golf Foxtrot and wanted to make sure I had it wired up right. I appreciate it. This is KF8BOT.
Alright, copy that. Anytime, you're welcome. Glad to hear it's working, sounding good. Everybody should be happy with it when you're done.
Oh, they better be. You have a great afternoon. KF8BOT, I'll be 73.
Alright, copy that. Good afternoon to you too. KF8BBZ, clear.
Here.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees.
Okay, this is testing.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees.
This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo, standing by for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet.
Net Control, this is November 8 Whiskey Romeo Oscar, NAWRO, Tim, Tango India Mike, Macomb County.
November 8 Whiskey Romeo Oscar, Tim, Roger. Your number 5, lost for second hand. 1700
hours.
This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Bravo, net control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. This net meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 3932 kHz. Our alternate frequencies are 5346 decimal 5 and 7232 kHz. These are the designated Michigan Emergency Frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF receivers, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on EchoLink, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning OxyCom in Michigan, including ARIES, NTS, and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net, and regular participants include your section officials, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is KD8RHB. My name is Brett, and I hold the position of District 5 RC coordinator. For the pre-net group, I have the following stations listed. Delivery to Bravo Uniform, Kilo 8, Juliet, Bravo Delta, Whiskey Delta 8, Delta X-ray Bravo, November 8, Whiskey, Romeo Officer, Kilo 8, Kilo 8, Kilo 8, and again, other stations for the next week.
Hello,
Echo on Bravo 8,
Sierra Whiskey Romeo, KBSWR.
Other stations, please call.
This is November 8th, November Oscar Romeo, no traffic.
November 8th, November Oscar Romeo, Roger, you are loud and clear. You're checking in.
This is Whiskey Alpha 8, Mike Charlie Delta, no traffic.
Whiskey Alpha 8, Mike Charlie Delta, Roger, good to hear you. You are on the roster, out.
KBSWR.
Kilo Bravo 8, you're with your Romeo, got the job, thank you. Alright, we'll go ahead and get started. Max is out today, so covering District 7, and Mike WBATQZ is not able to cover the net today, so gladly jumped in and helped out today. So this past week, there was the FEMA Region 5 AUKUSTOM work group. We had that. That was Wednesday evening. Also on Thursday night was the AUKUSTOM work group meeting too. So was at both of those, or listened in on both of those. So looking forward to mainly the stuff for the AUKUSTOM work group was still looking for some stuff to do for the Interop conference, and as far as getting the invites and stuff sent out next month, so that was pretty good. And the FEMA Region 5, that one had a pretty good turnout for that one as well. So I went to a CERT meeting on Wednesday night, and then also I did a podcast on Friday morning with a local vendor, and talked about the outdoor warning sirens. For the what we're doing for emergency management locally. So that was pretty fun. I got that lasted for about 15 or 20 minutes. So it'll be it was recorded and it'll send it out at a later date. So anyways, that's all I got here. We'll go ahead and start here at the top of the list, and then I'll do another call here in a few. So November 8th, Oscar Bravo Uniform, you're up for comment.
No real input here. Hopefully everybody's having a wonderful day. I told Jeff he needs to get in here earlier. He texted me 4 minutes before the net's supposed to start. Having me go restart computers doesn't really work for me. But hopefully he'll take it to heart. Nothing new here. Just all right along. Thanks for being that control. Like I told Jeff, I always tune in an hour before and monitor the frequencies before the net even happens. So I know who's above and who's below and whatever. I'll be monitoring.
NAOBU. NAOBU, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. And thanks for getting things linked up, too. So, going pretty good, and I'm glad you're doing well. This is K8RHB. Next on the list is Kilo 8 Juliet Bravo Delta.
K8RHB and the Michigan AOPSC Net. This is KJDD. ERO for Washtenaw County. The thing that happened here was that on Saturday we had our district-wide, D2-wide, ECAEC meeting where the ECs, the deputy EC, and the DEC 2 got together and discussed what was going on. And upcoming things, it was a very interesting meeting. I'd like to thank Jay Fertle and Macomb County for hosting it at their EOC. It's a nice brand new building, very, very, very nicely equipped. Somewhat jealous. It's actually a very nice venue. We discussed an awful lot of things that we're doing. Big thing was capabilities that we would like to work on, discussed various things around the SETs we would like to approve and some other issues along those lines, some housekeeping goodies and other stuff like that. It was a very, very good meeting. Enjoyed it. And it's always good to get together and meet the rest of the troops and see what's happening and exchange ideas. So that's basically what even remotely interesting news is from Washtenaw County and District 2. Like I said, it was a good meeting. We're getting some stuff done. Slow but steady progress is hopefully what we're doing. Anyway, thanks for picking up the net, Brett. I certainly appreciate that. I thought about it, but I'm working my smoker today doing some stuff, and I really can't predict when things are going to be ready. It's all temperature dependent, so I kind of sort of backed off a bit there. But once again, thanks for picking it up. Appreciate that. Also, thanks to Central Michigan Emergency Network for setting up the frequencies and the VHF-UHF links. So, with that, back to you. This is Kilo 8, Space Juliet, Bravo Delta.
All right, very good, Jim. Thank you for your comments. And, yeah, those area-wide meetings or district-wide meetings, those are good. Try to have one every month. It does get everybody together and kind of see what's going on around the district. So it's always good to do those. Yeah, thank you for checking in, and good luck with your smoker. So, all right. Next on the list, then I'll do a standby, is Whiskey Delta 8 Alpha X-ray Bravo. Charlie, you're up.
Thank you, Brett. This is WD-8 Alpha X-ray Bravo. Once again, Charlie in Kalamazoo County in the little town of Vicksburg. I tuned on frequency because somebody was kind of jamming the net up about 1.75 kilohertz for a sweepstakes CQ, but it looks like that person moved on, so the frequency is a lot more clear now. Nice to hear a couple more county ARES members checking in on this net. And I'll let Gary talk about the past week's Kalamazoo County Races meeting that we had at the EOC. And speaking of Gary, I saw him again yesterday as I attended the Fort Wayne Ham Fest. It was a little better set up than I remember it. I didn't go in 2024. But the layout was better, and there was certainly a lot of room to move around. Things were not congested, and there was not a gigantic attendance, but, you know, there was a lot of hams moving in and out. You know, there were new hams moving in when other hams that had been there a while had moved out. So it was constantly busy. And we were there till about noon, 12:30, somewhere in there. And we got there about 9:30. So spent some time, saw some hams from different places. Unfortunately, a couple of the vendors that usually go there were not there. So looks like there'll have to be some mail order going on, even though I prefer not to do that. So that was my ham activity for yesterday. I came home with a small camouflage backpack for handhelds and other QRP portable rigs, and came home with a couple aftermarket handheld antennas to replace some of the other ones that were getting banged around. You know, after 10, 15 years of the same handheld, sometimes the antennas just don't survive very well, given various field activities, and sometimes even in storage, handheld antennas can get crushed and bent the way they were not designed to do. So I took advantage of one of the vendors being there and picked up a couple of antennas. So, Brett, back to you, and let you carry on, and you got a nice signal over here, and so it sounds like 40 meters is open
this afternoon. Good to hear you, and good to tell you again, good time to session. All right, we'll take a quick standby. This is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo. If there's anyone wishing to check into the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet, if you're listening on the Central Michigan Emergency Network link or features, UHF or VHF, you may also check in. Please call KAD8RHB. Nothing heard. November 8th, please call Romeo Oscar. Sam here for comments.
Thanks, Brett. I appreciate it. Jim mentioned, we did host the D2 Emergency Coordinators meeting yesterday morning. I had a fun time assisting people into the building for that. Total of 10 members showed up. We had, of course, our own EC Dave and Deputy EC Mike. Then we had St. Clair, Wayne, Oakland, and, of course, Jim from Washtenaw. It all went off with without a hitch, just most degrees there, and I'm glad the meeting was a success. So with that, I'll just turn it back over to Ned. It's always good to put some faces to call signs when you see people in person. So that's all I got. N8WRO, Macomb County, V2, back to Ned Control. Thanks, Brett.
All right, November 8th, with Romeo Oscar County. Thank you very much for your comments. Good to hear you. All right, next on the list, Kilo Echo 8 Alpha, Zulu November. You're up for comments.
Alpha 88 RHB, this is the last 20 years at least, and have enjoyed every minute of it. Currently, I am pretty much unemployed there in emergency service, so anyone who wants to rest another new operator, well, here I am. Other than that, I don't have very much else. It was a fantastic day. I enjoyed the snow out there, but it went away. So,
thank you.
might be just thrown on a table, but mine is too tight. You're all excited about it, but and I'm sure it'll be great. All right, Gary. Thanks for your comments, and man, hopefully everything will work out for you guys. Yeah, interesting. Good to hear you. Always good to hear you. Happy to hear on the net, Gary. Cool. Thanks again. This is KDNRHB. Got one more station, and we'll take the standby. Kilo Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo. You're up, Jeff.
Good evening, Brett. Everybody on the net. Did some microwave work yesterday at one of the sites and tried to get one of the links up. So I got stuff going on even though it's cold. It wasn't too bad yesterday. Still trying to get some DMR and UP there, but for anybody up around the Mackinac City, get into the net on the 145.31 or in Traverse City on the 444.350. Repeater in Traverse City as well. Drake has his linked in, so getting a little bit more expansion and more ability for people to be able to join in that. Back to you, Brett. KBSW.
All right. Very good, Jeff. Thank you for all the work you do. Appreciate it. Is there any other station wishing to check in to the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet, or is there any additional comments or traffic for the net? Please call.
November 8 Delta Mike's Hotel.
Drake.
Yeah, sorry. November 8th, Delta, Mike's Hotel. Same here as Drake, and we're in Traverse City.
Roger. All right, November 8th, Delta, Mike's Hotel. Go ahead to your comments, sir. Thanks for checking in.
Oh, not a whole lot to report here. Worked on a repeater over near Bedford County yesterday. Got them on our northern Michigan Link Repeater Network Hub. And everything's working good there. Not a whole lot else to report. Just been busy working and all that stuff and surviving. Thanks for throwing in the shout out there, Jeff. 3-5 is on the network and looking for more participation from hams up here. So, all right, back to net. November 8th, Delta, Mike Hotel.
Get on your list there.
Well, all right, then. I got you added on the list. Do you have any other comments for the net?
No, thank you. Appreciate the opportunity to check in, though, and good evening to everyone. November 8th, Charlie, November.
Okay, very good. You're welcome here anytime. All right, any other things?
Relay.
Echo Station, say again.
Delta 8, Echo India Bravo.
India, or correct, Kilo Delta, Echo, India, Bravo, got in there. You really like the unit doing that? All right, very good, Mike. Thanks for checking in. I thought that was your call, but I wanted to make sure for joining us today. All right, there was a station that mentioned a relay.
Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 39 degrees.
WDA-KLL-DF8-DIC. familiar, D-A-K-L-L-K-S-A.
KF8DRC, KF8DRC, KE40IQ. Negative contact, KF8DRC, KE40IQ, clear.
Searching with outside mobile.
Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 38 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, cloudy, 38 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, clear, 36 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 34 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, cloudy, 34 degrees.